Friday. Summary. In this Sanhedrin, there was a very special person, the Rabbi of the Rabbis, a highly honored teacher of the law, Gamaliel. Later on, we hear that he was the teacher of the Apostle Paul, who hadn't been an apostle at this time. He was one who was an enemy of the early church at that time. And this person, this rabbi, Gamaliel, he stood up and said, well, because they wanted to kill the apostles. Be careful what you're going to do with these people. Remember, and then he taught history. Years ago, decades ago, there was someone gathered together, men in the desert. They wanted to start with a rebellious army. And the leader was killed. What happened? His followers just disappeared. And then, some years later, another man came up, Judas from Galilee. He had an army behind him. He was killed. What was the effect? All his followers disappeared. Now we're in the present time, Gamaliel said. We've killed Jesus, haven't we? So what should have happened? His followers just disappear. But what have we experienced? This movement becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. Why? It can't be. We have killed the leader. How can this movement go on? Normally, when you kill the leader, the movement dies. We've killed the leader, and the movement grows. Well, that's against everything else we have heard in history. It's strange, isn't it? And he addressed the leaders and said, let them go. Let the apostles go. Do not kill them. If this movement is not from God, it will fall, crumble to pieces. But if it is from God, we cannot destroy it. So do not act against the apostles. Because if this movement is from God, you will fight against God. Do you want to be an enemy of God? So let them go. That was the message. What a wise man. But those who had wanted that the apostles were killed, they said they have to be forged at least. So, whipped. That the back, the skin of your back, is torn to pieces. And when the apostles, after they had been beaten, went out of the Sanhedrin, they beamed full of joy and said, well, Jesus had been whipped, and we've been whipped too. What an honor, isn't it? Suffering for our Lord, suffering like he had suffered. Oh, it's honor, isn't it? And they went on proclaiming Jesus. How far away are we from this people of those times, of these disciples? They were full of the Spirit. Do you take your time daily to be together with your Lord and Savior? Do you tell him that you love him? That you want to obey him? That you want to do his will? Then you will experience his power, won't you? It is your choice. It's your choice. How will you decide?